Full Metal Jacket on the show with us tonight. Killswitch Engage singer Jesse Leach. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Doing well. Great to have you back on the show. Killswitch Engage has a new record called Atonement. And Jesse, it's the last couple of years haven't been easy for you. In what ways is the release of Atonement an enormous relief?
Yeah, it's definitely a big relief. And my personal life went through a bit of an upheaval, and my professional life having to have vocal surgery and just going through a really rough time making this record. But now that it's done and over with, I couldn't be happier, and I think it's probably my best work to date. And now it's typical to say, but I actually truly mean it. I think it's one of my best work, and it's because of everything that I've been through and my determination. And I'm just really proud of it, man.
Jesse Leach of Killswitch Engage on the show with us tonight. The latest Killswitch record is called Atonement. It's out now. Here's a tune from it, Unleashed. It's Full Metal Jacket. Jesse Leach of Killswitch Engage with us on the show tonight, talking about the new Killswitch Engage record, Atonement. Jesse, recovery from throat surgery isn't easy. What's the silver lining in terms of what the rehabilitative process taught you about using your voice?
I think it's twofold, really. First of all, I'm just so grateful that it was a successful surgery, and it's given me a freedom I never really had with my voice, singing on an instrument that's kind of been damaged for a long time. So I've got more range. I'm actually able to hit notes clearer. And then twofold, I really learned a lot by just being quiet for the better part of 2 months and observing people and really thinking about the voice and how we utilize it in everyday life, and how some of us just kind of waste our breath, you know, talking bad about people and being negative. And it made me realize what a gift we have, and something that shouldn't be taken for granted, is being able to sing or tell somebody that you love them or whatever the case may be. So it kind of was a profound thing as well for me mentally. And I'm so grateful that I had a successful surgery and I still have a career and I'm still able to use this beautiful gift called the voice.
It's Full Metal Jacket coming up. Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta. Also, we'll be checking out a new tune from Veil of Maya and more with our guest, Jesse Leach of Killswitch Engage. It's Full Metal Jacket. Jesse Leach of Killswitch Engage on the show with us tonight. Jesse, Howard Jones recently joined you on stage, and he also appears on the new Killswitch record, Atonement. What type of bond develops between people who have both been in your rather exclusive position?
Yeah, it's cool. When we first sort of actually becoming friends, you know, instead of just sort of acquaintances through the music scene, it was fun to sort of vent to him about having to sing his songs. And he was venting to me about having to, like, be the vocalist of a record that I had written and bailed on, Elaborate Breathing. And we kind of had some really good laughs about the pressures of it and just the expectations and wondering what each other was going through. So that was definitely a fun part to kick off a friendship. And since then, it's just been nice to be able to compare notes and just have a laugh about certain things that only a singer in a band would really understand.
Jesse Leach of Killswitch Engage with us on the show tonight. Killswitch's latest record is called Atonement, and it's out now. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up, though, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Metallica. We'll have Jesse pick a tune. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jacket. Killswitch Engage singer Jesse Leach on the show with us tonight, talking about the new Killswitch record, Atonement. And you were barely out of your teens when Killswitch Engage started. What's the most dramatic difference between how you use music to express yourself now compared to then?
That's a really good question. I would say that the message is a bit different, you know, having lived life and became a man as opposed to being a man-child, if you want to call me that back then. Just seeing the world, getting out and traveling, living, suffering, going through life experiences really, I think, made me a lot more of an empathetic writer, as opposed to a confrontational one, you know, telling my own story and sort of being very self-reflective. And nowadays, I sort of look at the world and try to tell other people's stories and try to help people be more socially aware. And I think the message is much broader and much more wisdom-filled and gained from experience of just, you know, living life. So I would say, if anything, it's the message. It's a lot more inclusive and empathetic than it's ever been.
Killswitch Engage has a record out there called Unleashed. Singer Jesse Leach with us on the show tonight. Quick break coming up this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Death Angel, Slayer, and more with Jesse. Full Metal Jackie, Killswitch Engage singer Jesse Leach on the show with us tonight. And Jesse, writing lyrics can be a personal, very vulnerable activity. What did you do to make it a more comfortable process with the new record, Atonement?
I don't know that it's ever a comfortable process. I think that maybe the moment when I start getting comfortable, I need to be cautious about what I'm writing, because most of my music comes from very deep wounds and painful subjects, and I think that's kind of what makes me the writer that I am, that it's raw. It comes from a very honest place. And I think the moment I start getting comfortable, I need to be cautious, because it might be time to call it a day. So there is no comfort in writing lyrics for any of the projects that I do. And I sort of just accept that and just kind of roll with it and know that every single album process, there's going to be some dark periods and there's going to be some suffering and some struggling to get out the messages and the words and the memories and stories that I need to tell.
Full Metal Jackie, Jesse Leach of Killswitch Engage on the show with us tonight. Coming up next, new music from Lacuna Coil. We'll also hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And again, more with Jesse Leach. It's Full Metal Jackie, Jesse Leach of Killswitch Engage on the show with us tonight. And you asked fans to cover one of the new songs from Atonement without actually hearing it using tablature. What stood out most about their attempts at I Am Broken Too?
I think people's eagerness, and it just goes to show you so much about perception, and it's really fun to see the people coming at it and sort of getting close to it, not getting close to it at all. I just liked watching the eagerness and the how much support and love that people have for the band and their willingness to put themselves out there and play something blindly without knowing what they're doing. It's a really cool thing to do, and I would love to do more of that. I was definitely entertained by it and touched by it as well.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Jesse Leach with us. Pick up the new Killswitch Engage record, Atonement. Jesse, thank you so much. Great to catch up with you, and good luck with this new record and all things to come.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Thank you for your support. Appreciate it.
And stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.